Casey Sweeney's ready to boot it away and get this game second half underway.
So Casey Sweeney will be kicking off for the other Bearcats at their own 40-yard line. 12 minutes around the clock. Out of the third quarter, we have a one-point ball game. It's going to be a kick right into the 33-yard line, this time with ease. By number 9, that would be Nathan Boone. He gets across the 45 and brought down to the 46-yard line, where Iowa Reach will start out on offense. First and 10 with a 54-yard field to work with. First and 10 across to left or right across your radio. White uniforms, black jerseys, flat blank, white helmets, traditional black face mask for Iowa Reach Pirates.
Knowing both of these coaches, I'm sure they went in giving their defenses an outstanding performance. It's probably about a B-minus grade. But these offenses, I'm sure, they got a piece of their mind, starting with Coach Selke and his offense and those negative plays. 14 yards for Devin Puff is unacceptable. Look for him to get the ball early and off and see if they can get him going.
Anderson on the quarterback keeper pushes to his left foot, 3-1 tackle. Across midfield and has the first down. His drags his defender all the way down to the 41-yard line. That is going to be a gain of 13 yards in the play. Tackle made by Shane Alvintasi. First and 10 for Iowa Reach at the W41.
Casey Sweeney sneaks up to the line of scrimmage there and gets in the backfield, but Michael Anderson is able to shed that arm tackle and turn up that speed and get a big first down right out of the gate here in the third quarter. Keep in mind, you may see more of Michael Anderson getting the football. He's got a chip on his shoulder now to make up for that turnover. Don't be surprised if you see a little less KR and a little more Michael Anderson to try to open up things for guys like Devin Puff.
So far, that's what it's been. He has another quarterback keeper right up the gut. He's out for about 8 yards, this time down to the 32-yard line. That was made by number 57, Ethan Peruski, a 6'1", 175-pound senior for the Ugly Bearcats. Second down, and we'll call 2 yards to go for the Pirates at the Ugly 32-yard line.
Did you know he's a golfer, Clark? Ethan Peruski.
Oh, no kidding.
You do now.
Okay.
It's a fun fact for you.
Good to know. We never had the trivia tonight.
No, it didn't. I'm sure it was a good football question or a golf question right up my alley.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. We'll save that for next week. Don't you worry.
All right. My guess in the dark was Evan Fitzgerald.
No, say no. No. We're talking the airline industry, in fact.
Oh, okay.
Anderson on the keeper this time to the right side. He has the first down across the 30 and he brought down at the 26-yard line. Tackle made by number 23, Isaac Orzinski, brings him down, but not until after a nice gain for Michael Anderson from the 32 down to the 26, a 6-yard gain. First and 10 for the Pirates on the edge of the red zone.
I love this. Two old school coaches that have been doing it a long time, and we always love it. We call ugly games that you see the same play two or three times in a row sometimes when they work. And you love that if it works, we're going to keep calling until you stop it attitude. And we saw something that works here for Howard Beach run three straight times. So it's something right out of the Bill Sweeney playbook, and I love it.
Anderson in the shotgun, running back on either side of him, and it's going to give me a handoff. This time to Devin Puff, breaks through another tackle, across the 15, down to the 14-yard line, a 12-yard pickup for Devin Puff. He just doubled his production on the night so far. 10:21 left, stops the clock momentarily to move the chains, first and 10 for the 13-yard line.
And Michael Anderson getting success running early in this half does what for number 7, Devin Puff? Opens things up just a little bit, and that's all he needs is when he gets going north and south, and he's as physical as anybody, and he blows right through that defensive line into the secondary, and he is a load, just like Shane Alvintasi is for the Bearcats. He's a load to tackle at full speed for them defensive backs.
2 minutes into the second half, Iowa Beach inside the red zone of Ubley. Anderson on the keeper gets tripped up in the backfield, but still gets positive yards out to the 11-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 2 on the play. 9:45 left in the third quarter. Tripped up by number 68, that would be Austin Peruski for the Ugly Bearcats. 9:40 left in the third, 8-7, Ugly leading out of reach, the Pirates on offense.
A heck of a tackle there by Austin Peruski. As those two running backs that are in the backfield with Michael Anderson are his lead fullbacks, and they go right into the gap straight ahead and pick up Austin Peruski and the other defensive lineman that's there. But Austin Peruski is able to reach around him and get his arm on the leg of Michael Anderson and bring him down. A really great play while being blocked.
Two lines to the left, one to the right, and Devin Puff on the carry. Breaks the defender down to the goal line. Is he in? They're going to say he's down at the 1-yard line. A 9-yard gain for Devin Puff. Move the chains. tackle made by Carson Horsky for the LA Bearcats. First and goal from the 1 yard line for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
So tempting as a running back. You're so hungry to find that end zone. It's tempting to take that ball from its protected area of your chest and reach it out across that line of scrimmage. Smart senior running back takes his medicine, ball control first, goes down. And when you say at the 1 yard line, I'm thinking that's at the very most. We're talking the half yard line.
And we have an official timeout as we have a down player for a Harbor Beach player. Seems to be down. That would be number 4, Keaton Boyd. So the already second string running back has been elevated to a starter as Ethan Hessing's been out for the past few weeks. So he's being worked on. Cruz traveling with the team here for Harbor Beach. No relation whatsoever.
No, I couldn't imagine that.
8:54 left in the third quarter.
You make fun of me, Father.
They seem to be working on a lower body injury there.
It certainly looks like the ankle foot region that they're working on.
Appears to be that left angle. Very well could be a severely sprained ankle for Caden Boyden. Working on that left ankle. The medical team for Harbor Beach with 8:54 left here in the third quarter. And so now he's going to be getting up and seems to be hobbling a bit, but walking off underneath his own power. So Harbor Beach will go back to a very small bench and find somewhere there another running back.
Yeah, and that's an interesting thing. Now, Harbor Beach has some options. Not a lot of options at running back, but they certainly could go to a single running back backfield. But it may challenge things a little bit when you go with the wing T. Is it limits? We need 3 running backs. We don't know if they have 3 running backs in the roster.
Not sure.
The guy that I think is going to play a little bit more is going to be a junior. Elliot Seaman is my guess, who's going to come into this game and be a lead blocker. He tends to play that fullback in the tight end position.
That's exactly who's out there in the 2 formation.
And they're going to put him right in the middle where Ethan Hessling would have been if he was healthy.
Dylan Tater under center. First and goal from the 1. It's Devin Pop keeps the helmet low. And he's in. Touchdown, Harvard Beach. As the Pirates strike for the second time tonight and take the lead back to their home base for the time being. With 8:32 left in the third quarter, it is 13-8. Harbor Beach leads by 5 points on the first drive of the second half, covering 3 minutes and 28 seconds off the clock. Spanning 54 yards and 7 plays. Devin Buff's second touchdown of the night. Harbor Beach going for 2 and making a 7-point ball game. So more than likely, that's what they're going to be going for.
And then the extra point team did a great job the first time, but kicking the extra point and making it doesn't really do you a whole lot of good. With Umbro getting the 2-point conversion, it kind of takes you back to the old-fashioned way. Now you have to counter that 2-point conversion, and they have 3 receivers to the left and 1 to the right.
Kadar, and we have flags fly as Kadar wasn't quite ready for the snap. The ball flew out, and it's going to be a false start against the Pirates. This is going to push them back 5 yards from the 2 back to the 7-yard line. And they'll try this one again.
And you know, when you run a spread offense, backing up 5 yards doesn't hurt you as bad as it would a wing T team who's trying to pound it in or do some sort of trickery from 2 yards away. This gives them a little more room to operate. They could throw a lob pass to their tallest receiver. Now they can execute a slant, but it does take away probably their running option. So it's going to kind of take Devin Puff out of this option. Dylan Cato is going to have to make a decision here who he wants to throw it to. We'll see if he can make that decision here right now.
2 wide each side, and now a man in motion going to the right. Kadar looking to pass, has time, now he's going to scramble. He's at the 5, down to the 3, he's in for a 2-point conversion. Dylan Kadar showing he can scramble too, and it's now a 7-point lead for the Harbor Beach Pirates, 15-8 with 8:32 left in the third.
We were just talking about how Dylan Kadar off the air hasn't really had a very good game tonight. 1-for-4 passing for 2 yards. He's been sacked a couple times. We just watched that snap go over his head. He wasn't even ready for it, but they were saved by a penalty on their own team, and all of a sudden now he has to make a decision from the 7-yard line. And what does he do? A pump fake, steps up in the pocket, another pump fake, and then puts out his chest and dives into the end zone between two ugly defenders who bought the pump fake. Great play by him individually, and all of a sudden, now we got ourselves a 15-8 game.
The second touchdown from Devin Buff in the night, both were 1 yard.